Monday, July 11, 2022, Dakota County Board of Equalization protest hearings at 9 a.m. with regular meeting following, and Dakota County Board of Commissioner meeting today at 3 p.m.
Okay. Good morning. Yes, thank you for having us back. We appreciate your trust in our knowledge of the law and of the real estate market. We agree that the assessor has an impossible task to go through, and we are trying to assist the board to make decisions here. So we have no ego in the game here. We see it like we see it, and you know, if you disagree with us, we're fine with that. If you agree with us, we're fine with that as well. Okay, number one. This is 123 East 20th Street, South Sioux City. A lot of these we're going to see today are going to be this exact scenario. The market is increasing, and that increases the assessment. By law, it has to be close to 100% of what the market value would be. So a lot of these are, I haven't done anything to my property, therefore it shouldn't change. But they don't have to do anything to their property, because we see a lot of sales that are done nothing, and the market, all the rising tide raises all
the reality of it is, let's face it, right now we're in a whirlwind right now. The market's hot.
It's crazy. Still is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. And so obviously when people see the 127,250 to 142,8, you know, 870, that's 142 is probably still low.
It probably is
with the market value. But we all know it's going to change.
We all know.
It has to change. No, I get it.
Interest rates are going to take care of that.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's already slowing down.
It's going to slow it down. Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, okay. So Martinez, we had originally 127. They had originally assessed at 127,250. It went to 142,870. Your recommendation is to keep it at the 142,870.
Right, and again, Nebraska law shows that the protester has to prove the value. The burden is on them, okay, to prove. It literally says it straight out in Chapter 77. They have to prove, the burden is on them to prove the value is incorrect from the assessor. The assessor had the impossible task of assessing every single property, but so the burden is on them. So if they say, I've done nothing, there's no changes, and the record's correct, as they've done nothing and no changes, then typically there's going to be a no-change recommendation to follow that Nebraska law.
Okay.
So in this case, no change. There's no evidence given to support a valuation change. That's the recommendation, is no change,
okay.
Number one.
All right.
What happens in 2 years from now when the valuation goes around, we're now 25%, what happens then?
So now Christy will have, she has a two-year window. She has to use 2 years of sales, but previous.
Yeah.
So right now, here's what's going to happen next year, you guys. There's 2 years window passed. So right now, this year, let's say it goes down next year. This is still going to be in the 2 year
window.
The high
sales are still there. So maybe the low sales will even it out.
Yes.
But
there has to be a formula, and 2 year is the formula.
That's what the state has mandated. Yep. That's the way assessment works in Nebraska. So eventually the assessments could come down, but there's a lag. There's a two-year lag for residential. There's a two-year lag.
What's commercial? That window.
I think it's the same.
Ag is 3, I thought.
Yeah, commercial and residential are 2. Ag is 3.
Okay. Okay, real quick here. Excuse me. Kathy, are you here for a protest? Okay.
Yeah, I have a number.
That's okay. We want to get you back to work.
We can hear yours.
Okay.
I don't know what number she is.
Let me see if I can find your number. Are we okay with number one, everyone?
Yes.
We're good,
yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, everybody's good with that. Let's find Kathy Wilchin.
That's about
17.
Okay. We're good with number 17. Okay, we got number 17. Here's Sam. We got 220041121. Kathy Wilchin, 85695, and it went to 96245. And your recommendation was to keep it at the 96245.
And if she would like to offer evidence, I'd certainly like to hear that before
Kathy, you want to step up the podium and...
Yeah, when I was talking, I don't know who I talked to.
Talk to Sam.
Sam.
Yeah, I'm comparable to my house size. I was much higher than the other houses that were larger than mine. And I think we talked about like eight different properties.
We did.
And there was like, of those, how many of those were a bigger house with a lower value?
And well, right, because the values you gave me were the 21 values, so I had to convert that to the 22 values.
Right, and again, they were still... Weren't they still lower?
Well, yours was honestly a mixed bag. We had, and again, how do we compare price per square foot, or what measure of unit were you utilizing there? Mm-hmm. Price per square foot or some other unit?
I was comparing it by price per square foot.
Okay, so...
And how many bedrooms? I mean, just obviously there were three bedrooms, and a much larger house that were lower than my two-bedroom, one-bath house.
So I went through them one by one. This one was, like I said, it was a mixed bag. So I don't know if you scroll down, Joan, is there, because I went through them price per square foot. Okay, so that's the subject property right there. So that one, at the current assessed value, if you're just looking at price per square foot, which appraisers typically will only use that as one unit of measure. There's about 15 other ones that we'll use.
What else do you use?
Well, we would use year built would be one, other amenities like, because like let's say I have no garage and you have a garage, that's going to skew the price per square foot.
Right.
And so on. So it's only, that's one unit of measure. But, so.
And those all had a garage, either the same size as mine or larger, the ones that we talked about.
Well, okay, so let's take a look. So this is.
That one's
800, let's see.
That's mine.
Not this one, is it?
No, that one isn't.
No.
Okay, is that 600? I can't read it from here.
600 East 20.
Okay, so those are my notes at the top. Built in 1956, and then no basement finish. And if you just run it that way with the garage, and the land size is different too on these houses in this area too. So again, that's going to skew the price per square foot. 101.30 is the price per square if you're just running it that way. So then if you go to the first comparable, which I have, so that one's 811 East 20th Street.
Yep.
So that price per square foot is 111. So it's more per square foot. So that one, now again, it's a few years different built and it's a little bit smaller, but that one's more per square foot. And this is what I saw in yours. I saw lots of, there was both. If you went through, the next one was also $112 per square foot, but it's a smaller house. I would expect to see that all things being equal.
What's Kathy's house per square foot right now?
101.
13, something like that. Is that what it was? Or?
101.30.
30. If mine's year built was the same as these two we just talked about.
Right. Now, okay, so the first two, like we talked about on the phone, the first two were higher per square foot.
Okay.
So that would mean that, you know, your value should increase if we're just looking at per square foot. Then we have two that were higher there, those first two. Then we had, okay, which one do you have there? 815. Right. Now, this one is lower. It was built in 1931, so it has more depreciation, but it is lower per square foot if you're just looking at that measure, $76 per square. That one should be more depreciated because it is an older house. Same with the next one, 1930, but it is lower per square foot.
No.
$68 per square.
Does that make sense, Kathy, to you?
Yeah. Why is mine higher, though, I guess, than that?
It ain't really higher.
I've got two that are
higher, and then you got a couple that are lower.
Because of this year built.
The year built.
So there was one that was built so far.
So right now, when I had this, I had two that were higher, and then I had two that were lower there.
And they were built in the 30s. The one was built in the 30s.
Was her built hers in the 50s.
That's 20. That's
20 years.
1920. So this house, 416 East 20th Street. And I will say, comparably, the location is very excellent on these. They are all within one block of her home. So that one, sometimes I get stuff from, I mean, all over the county. But these are locationally all very the same. The biggest difference was year built here. But this one was 1920. This one's a slightly larger home, no garage. But it is less per square foot, $64 per square.
So, sum it up in a nutshell. You're equalized with what you got going on in the neighborhood. With the few that are higher, she's kind of in the middle with the year. Obviously, the years.
Some have basement finished first. Some don't. Yeah, some do. And that really.
So, she's at 101.30 a square foot.
She's
some are higher,
some
are. Yeah, she's in the middle.
I think the whole neighborhood is low. Based on the sales, the sales in this neighborhood are insane. I mean, there's the house, it was two doors away, it sold for 120. So, I mean, equalization is a different issue, but I did feel it was a mixed bag where we had some higher and some lower. So my recommendation there was no change because I did have some higher and some lower. And the ones that were similar in year built. That was my take, and then, you know, feel free to address the board on your position there as well.
Well, I didn't have my paperwork with me. Can I use yours?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Sorry. Just overall in the last, let me look here. So it's almost like, and I wore my glasses either, sorry guys. Almost $20,000 increase in like the last 5 years. I mean, I don't know. It just seems like a constant huge jump for me.
If you look at it, Kathy, I recall X amount of years ago, let's just say 5, 6, 7 years ago, the height. You know, everybody was very low.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the state kind of came to us and said, guess what? You know, this is what's going to happen.
Right, right.
Okay. And everybody took a hike from hell.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Instead of, you know, increasing slowly, they did the hike.
Right.
And everybody.
And I understood that one.
Yep. So in the last 5 years of $20,000, me personally, okay, that's doable in my eyes in 5 years.
We can't keep up.
I mean, seriously, to me, that's not out of line.
Mm-hmm.
As much as you don't want to hear that. I mean, but...
Well, it's just that it's such a small home, and I guess I don't...
And those are the culprits in these sales. Nothing selling under 150. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
We just looked at one today that was 980 square feet, and it's on for 215.
On El Dorado.
On El Dorado.
I mean, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Then in 2 years' time, when everything...
It's 2 years of sales, so
right. I get
the next 2 years it's going to still be bad.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll even off in the next 2 years, but
yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, even on, in that 20th Street, let's face it, it's a popular, it's in the center of town, it's a very popular area.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, I've seen sales, my niece's house just sold for $190-some thousand.
Exactly.
Dollars.
And that's Kitty Corner, and it's just like...
It's right by yours, we looked at that.
It's the one that went for $190, and they'll never get that out of that.
Yeah.
So if you were going to sell your house, you probably...
I thought about it when I heard what that went for, but I had nowhere to go, and I couldn't buy one.
That's true, we thought about that, too. Where do you go?
Who hasn't thought about that?
Exactly.
So, but anyways... you understand we're going to go with the recommendation of Sam.
Yeah,
what we're going to do. And we appreciate you coming down, but I hope you understand where you're at and what the neighborhood's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And
195.
It's on.
But it's a little bit different.
It's very updated. It's very
remodeled.
It's been
completely
totally
remodeled.
Redone. So
very nice little house with a detached.
But it was only 800 something square foot.
Exactly.
But
And it did have a corner lot. It was big and had a nice garage and everything, but.
A block garage.
Mm-hmm.
My neighborhood I grew up in.
The problem is all these people are going around giving all this money for the property, and I mean, you have no control over that, and that's what's raising the prices.
And that's what's bad, yeah.
Right.
It affects everybody else, and nobody understands that.
Now, what I hope personally for everybody in the county, actually everybody in Nebraska, or anybody who has a property that's assessed, actually, is that the schools and the cities will understand that the value has gone up drastically in the market, so the assessor has no choice but to raise those to be within state compliance. But the schools and the cities have leeway on their budgets. Mm-hmm. And that's my biggest issue is that, you know, if assessment is going like this, which has to follow the market, then why doesn't their levy come down? Actually, it should be an inverse relationship.
Exactly.
Unless they're just going to spend more money.
Right.
And that's where you start going to your
school board,
complaining about that. I was on the school board, and Homer Janet was too, and we had
not many people show up.
Very few people do show up.
I don't think people realize it because until I spoke with you, I didn't know.
You don't connect the two.
Right.
Yeah, you don't.
Exactly.
You don't.
So I think a public hearing place
that
nobody shows up.
Show up.
Great questions.
Get people to show up. That'd be the best
thing
you could
do. Yeah. I think people need to know more about that too.
Because your levy should go down, and maybe your taxes stay.
Even out.
Like this last year, ours kind of went down a little bit actually.
We would have liked to see all representation from all the schools here with us too, but I don't think they want to show up.
Yeah.
Kathy, I know it's not much consolation, but one thing that I always tell people that ask it is, would you sell it today for what it's valued at? And if the answer is no, then
it's kind of what everything else is.
It kind of makes sense then. So.
Yeah.
Just you know, when you see your value or anybody asks you about value, hey, what's going on with the values, you know, well, then go to that question and say, would you sell it for that?
Right.
And if they say no, then okay, you don't have to tell them anymore.
So. Yeah, then you have people coming here saying, let's kind of write me a check right now for it.
But anyway.
There'd be some investors want to buy it. And if you want to rent that place, you could probably rent it for $1,400 or $1,500 a month, believe that or not.
Wow.
Well,
Kathy,
have a good day. Thank you for coming down.
I wanted to hear all about it.
No, all right.
You should ask. That's more than most people do, Kathy.
Right. All right, guys.
We can
use
the
levies.
Thank you.
That would be a good thing.
Okay, let's move on to number two here. Sam, you got that?
Okay, I have it.
Frank?
Yes, this is a rental property. It rents for $1,100 a month. And the current owners purchased this property there in November of 2021 for
$92,000.
Wow. So, the assessed value was $95,840. The owners requested $61,170. We went back to the thought that because of the purchase very, very recently, we recommended a $92,000 assessed value.
Okay.
That makes sense. Less than a year ago they bought it. Basically.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's
right.
Yep.
That is correct.
Okay, who's taking number five?
Sam.
Four.
We're on four.
Four? We don't have a four in our number.
I don't have a four.
Sorry, did we do that one this morning? Oh, this is Janine.
Oh,
she wanted to come in and address
the
board.
Did she want to?
It's on the second page.
So we're waiting to do that on the 25th.
Okay.
Oh, 25th?
Okay.
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 Gotcha.
Okay. All right. Number five then?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Holbrook, Third Avenue.
Okay.
72025-93070.
This one, can I just.
Maybe I didn't pull it in. Oh, yeah, we did.
All right, okay. So, yep. Just, again, no, nothing really given. Retired owner, house is old, nearby houses are old, no changes to the property. So nothing given there. So South Sioux is increasing, no changes to the recommendation.
That's the property right there?
Yep.
Okay, that one.
Yep.
93070.
Okay. Number six.
Okay, Patricia Berger, this is an unusual case there. She is asking for an increase in value rather than a decrease in value.
I don't know, we have four of us.
The assessed value is $168,865. She was asking for a value of $227,840. She purchased the property
year or two ago.
Yeah, a couple years ago.
I think it was in 2020. Since then, she took out a building permit for $150,000. What she did with that building permit is to delete an enclosed porch and a deck and install a new living area, which was a 12 by 16 addition onto the back of her house. With that new addition, she put in a new bathroom in that space and took out the old kitchen and replaced that the old kitchen in the new kitchen in the existing property there. So basically, we went through the market and we looked at some sales of recent properties that have sold that were similar to hers. And basically what I came up with was an assessed value of $168,865. I think that's a fair value for her property there. Obviously much lower than she was asking for, but again, a fair value for that property.
She wanted a bunch more.
Yeah, yes. I think she's getting ready to sell it. She is. She kicked her kid out, and she said she's selling it. She didn't tell us how much for.
Well, and listen, we all know that this is a number.
You're going to sell it for whatever you want.
If an appraiser comes in, I mean, it could be.
She might ask three. Doesn't mean that's what it's going to appraise out.
Okay, so we're going to go with the 168,865 on the 6012. Okay, let's move to seven. Is everybody okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, seven.
Okay. Seven, this was, I believe, a mail-in.
Looks like it didn't go up much, 34,685, 8,815.
Right, and basically the increase is the result of the market in the area there. The market basically went up about 14%.
Yeah, neighborhood's 100.
What street is this on?
Say again.
West 15th. West and we 15th. Did a West Side review also, so they got double whammy. It's a nice little house.
Nice little house.
Yeah. And they say they don't do anything, but when we did the West Side review, it's new siding, new windows, you know, and roof. Yeah. I mean, that's not nothing.
So our recommendation is to no change at $38,850.
Okay, easy enough. Okay, Sam or Frank? Again?
Are these in the same city? I guess I'm...
Same
yeah, this is on the West Side, West 15th.
These are all in the same area.
Yep. Okay. This is on the west side. We did a review also.
So we got we got 417 West 15th Street. We got 59,385, and we went to 71,375 at no change. Who's taking that one?
That one's you.
That one's me again. Let's see here. Okay. According to our review of the area there, there was new siding, a new deck, and on the subject property there. There was no permits that were taken out, apparently, on that. Christy changed the condition as a result of that to a 40, which is a good condition.
And it's still only at 63, and you know he'd sell it for 170.
Right.
Wow. So he's at 71,375.
Yes.
That's easy. That's a no-brainer.
That's easy.
Yeah. Okay, so the next one, we got nine. If anybody wants to stop me anywhere in line, feel free to, okay? We got number nine. We got Jump. Linda Jump, it was at 60,625. We're at 67,875 now.
That's a big old house, a big old garage number, isn't it?
It's the
half-finished
house.
Right. So she doesn't live on the main. House. They're the,
she lives in the basement.
Yeah.
Split entry.
Yep.
Her
dad built it and never finished
it.
Yeah.
Right. It's gutted.
Right.
Yeah.
It's gutted there.
This is on there last year and the year
before. Yeah, she's
right.
Habitual, yeah. Yes.
Yes.
I know who you're talking about.
But In the past, there we've put a,
it's a, nice
a change, a depreciation for the unfinished upstairs portion of it. The increase in value is a result of the market that is going about in that area there. Both land and improvements were increased.
And we do leave the adjustment on for not being finished upstairs.
Right.
It's just a matter of the market.
And this has happened thousands of times. But, you know, give me a break. $60,625.
You probably would buy it for that.
I mean, come on.
I'd get more than that.
See, exactly.
Yeah. There we
and
go.
That's what we
there
said,
we
too.
My point is why would you even protest that? I mean, dumb.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
Okay.
So let's go to number 10. Waste of time and money is what it is. Number 10.
Oh, this guy.
Okay, we're going to go to 417 West 17th?
Yes.
Right.
415. We got 330, 530, and it went to, 330, 530, and went to 374, 620.
Right. Right. Basically, the owner wanted to protest there, but really did not provide any evidence as to his reasoning for saying that the value was incorrect. It's a very nice looking house there. I think we left the condition and the quality alone.
What year was it built?
2017.
Very new house.
Very new,
it belongs
yeah.
in Rotunda. He yeah. built it on the west side.
It's the nicest house on the west side. It's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a beautiful place.
1900.
Three car garage.
So how does that work then when you have a house like that? Because that's like an odd duck. Speaking of odd ducks.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's in the wrong. So how do you get a value though on that? Because there's no. I suppose there's comp somewhere.
You got to go by your comps is what you got to do.
Exactly.
You just look around for houses that are 1,900 square foot and a year built.
It might not be on the west side, but it'd be in South
yeah.
Sioux.
But the neighborhood.
It's in the market.
He's the only one in that neighborhood with that kind of house.
Right.
But
he doesn't have any.
The neighborhood he's assessed in is not his neighborhood.
His
neighborhood.
It's his neighborhood qualified like houses.
Yeah.
Right? Is that?
Well, his neighborhood is different than. Than you,
right.
what you could compare it to.
Right.
Because you could go anywhere in South Sioux, just on the west side. There is nothing like that on the west side.
Right. No. No.
Right. And he claimed that the neighborhood is driving the market there. So I asked him to provide some evidence of comparables that are in the neighborhood, which he's claiming that are that he feels are comparable. So he gave me this.
Mm. That was his comp.
That was his comp.
Yeah.
So, obviously,
not comparable.
No.
But do they have any, I guess, argument? So, in that neighborhood, then, if it's 100, say it's $100 a square foot, and he's assessed at what? I don't know. Is there an argument for him, then, for the price per square foot in his neighborhood?
I don't think so.
No,
I mean
not in his neighborhood.
Here's a great reason why you just can't look at price per square foot. His quality, he's a 40 quality house in a neighborhood of 20 quality houses.
Right.
You know? I mean, he is. If you look at price per square foot, yeah, he's absolutely unequal. But he should be because
he's new.
He's newer and better than everybody
he's
else.
Yeah. If it's 1900, he's about $1.96.
Right. But I just remember talking to Joe and those guys before that. I thought somebody had a huge home and but he took it to Turk and he won because. It was so out of whack with the neighborhood. You know, it was a $3 million home or something, and so it was assessed at it wasn't comparable to the neighborhood.
The neighborhood was geographically neighborhood. I thought it was a neighborhood of like.
Anyway, I don't know. I'm not trying to make a case for the guy, but
I mean,
I just remember that.
It's a legitimate idea. Just your surroundings do affect the value of the house. There's I think we could all agree on that.
How many square foot is that house?
1900 roughly.
Yes. Shoot, then it'd be 450. It was out of Rotunda.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And see, then so when Christie is going through the neighborhoods, I mean, the land value in his neighborhood is way different than in Rotunda, right? I mean, his land is
oh cheap,
dirt cheap compared to it's going to be $45,000 if he's in Rotunda.
So that's one of the ways that he's getting a break is going to be
land.
The land is going to be way less.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the whole neighborhood goes up 14%, you could maybe make the argument that the high end wouldn't go up the whole 14%. Maybe it would go up
a little bit
less.
I've got number 11 up.
Thank you, Joan. Okay, are we done with
okay,
that?
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. I was going to go back. No.
No, no. I think we're fine with that.
Yeah, yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. Okay, let's go to number 11. Who's Sam or Frank? We got 105-940 to 119-610.
Right. This is a South Sioux City, 4th Avenue. It's a nice little ranch house. The owner felt it is not just for the county to keep raising taxes every year. Again, the assessor does not raise taxes. This house sells for 119-610 all day long. It's no change.
Okay.
Easy enough.
He had 115.
I recommended lower, but that's me wanting to mess with
you
conditions.
Did? I'm sorry.
But you did your own. You went with no change.
Okay, let's do number 12.
You're good with that, Christy?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Same people. I'm number 12.
Oh, he has lots.
This one's on Dakota Avenue. It's a rental property. You'll know the house when you see it. It's very distinctive looking. Anyhow, this one does require, I did recommend a change here. Again, he gave me that it's not just for the county to raise taxes again, or the assessor does not raise taxes. The condition, though, overall, let's just take a look at it. It is a rental property, so I did take that into consideration.
44,252.
It's okay. Right by the nursing home.
Yep, it's right on the avenue, but it is renting right now. But I felt that the record was incorrect in two ways. The condition is an average condition, and quality it should be fair. And then if you recalculate those two numbers with that neighborhood, the value does come to $164,880. I don't think any appraiser is going to argue that quality is fair. It's just the structure of the house. It's a low pitched roof. It's kind of boxy.
Got a corner lot.
Yeah, right on the corner where you turn.
Yeah.
Okay, that's easy enough. It's staying the same, correct?
It went down.
It did lower it a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, from 8.
I think it
went 78 to 164.
Okay. All right. Let's go to 13. 1509 Lake Avenue, 34630. And
it went
to 58.4, and the referee is 46825.
Okay.
So it kind of looks like you met in the middle a little bit there.
What we ended up doing was the letter they wrote us, it describes the condition of the house. And it is an older mobile home, so, you know, that's certainly a possibility. The record shows the condition to be average. I worked with Christy on this one. We lowered the condition to fair plus, which the recalculated value is 46,825. We did not compare Tompkins or Rotunda to the mobile home.
That's what she was claiming.
Okay. All right, let's move on to number 14.
14 is also a manufactured home in Jackson. The homeowner is just saying that there's been no change and there is no basement, which is correct information there. In Jackson there, basically the increase is a result of both a land increase and an improvement increase. So that's where we came up with a recommendation of a no change.
At the 92,245?
At the 92,245, yes, sir.
Okay. 15, Jensen.
Okay.
Looks like it must be land only, right?
It's a garage, isn't it?
Let's see. Yeah, these are...
Oh, I... Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what these are.
These are Quonsets that the owner installed apparently fairly recently. And he attached them permanently to railroad ties. And Joan, if you could.
I don't think we have pictures of them because they're so new. We do have pictures off of.
There is.
They're weird.
One of the pictures, they're Quonset looking structures.
When you say Quonset, that you're saying plural.
There's two of them.
There's two.
Yeah, he said they're cardboard. They're not cardboard.
Oh,
that's what he told us. I'm like, seriously, we're not stupid.
Where's this now, Italian?
I love cardboard.
Yeah, he said they're cardboard. I'm like, yeah, no.
Oh, man.
They're like hoop buildings, but not. They're Quonsets, but they're hard. Like fiberglass.
That look like a fiberglass
yeah.
to
okay.
me.
Yeah.
But
that's what he told us. Cardboard. They're just cardboard.
That ain't cardboard.
His argument was that there are structures that are only temporary. Well, they're bolted down.
Unless they're fastened down.
They are,
so they're, in our opinion, permanently attached.
Okay, so we're going to go with the 24,345
yes, sir.
Your recommendation. Okay, let's move on to 16 rows. We got 56,915, and we're going to take a jump to 111,880.
Okay.
That's on West 18th, 424 West 18th Street.
I'll just sign. Okay. Reviewing that property there, we noticed that there was new siding, new roof, new windows, and a new deck, and we couldn't find any permits issued to as a result of those increases or those improvements, I should say, to the. To the structure.
Now, more than the house.
To re-rough and re-side.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Those are
windows.
Major.
Yep. Anything in South Sioux.
That looks realistic.
Looking.
Wherever 56,915 came from, that was one that got missed somewhere along the line over the last few years.
Yeah.
I have to say.
Yeah.
True or false?
Oh, exactly. Nothing sells for 56.
And that's exactly the reason for the. That's why the state mandates a review.
Yeah.
Because people do stuff, and
that was on the west side, so that was part of our review also.
Right, that was part of the review, and the result was the market has gone up about 14% in that area there. So as a result, there we recommended no change at 111,000.
880.
Right.
Okay, so we got Kathy taking care of 17. I think we're good with that, Frank, on the 111,880. We're going to go to 18, Edwards Avenue. It looks like it went. This must be a piece of ground.
It's a mobile home.
It's a mobile home on Edwards.
Manufactured home, yes, sir.
24,220 to 38,825. No change.
No improvements was his argument. He just wrote us a letter there. Again, the burden of proof is on the property owner here. The market is increasing, therefore, all of the properties will increase, even the manufactured houses.
We tried to get him homestead. He didn't qualify. He was disabled, but he didn't qualify.
Okay.
No change was the recommendation.
Okay. All right, let's move to 19.
19, Eva Kane.
Which is the 184,750 went to 203,130.
Right. She built the improvement there several years ago, and apparently the contractor was.
What workmanship? She did last year. We did the same.
Every year.
Same thing.
Yep.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yep. And we've left her at a 20 quality because of this.
Okay.
We've adjusted
right.
that way.
Right. So basically, the only increase was in the market again.
Yeah.
Land went up, and also improvements.
It's a 1,924 square foot log
big,
house.
Big house.
Yeah,
it
so
is a big and
a
nice
big
garage.
House, it's a log house.
Yeah, it's a log house.
Our recommendation was again a no change at. Let's see, what is the?
Where's this parked at?
It's in Homer.
At Homer.
Yep.
Yeah. 203,130.
Okay, let's go with
recommendation.
It. All right, and then we're gonna go to. Looks like door C. We got number 20.
21. He's like
there's four
of them.
These are agricultural properties. Mr. Dorsey there came in and we visited on there. He brought in two appraisals that were done on all four of these properties there, and he indicated to me that both of the appraisals were incorrect. They had the wrong amount of acreages. Apparently, there was 2 acres that were sold off in this whole large tract of land. that were not included in the original appraisals that were done by these.
For his son's house up on top of
it. I'm not sure. They bought this from they bought this from Nelson. He's related to Nelson, Charlie Nelson.
Yeah, we're calling this a family purchase.
Okay,
all
that's
four
fine.
Of these tracks.
If you can look at the next four, okay. If you look at the assessed and what your guys' recommendation is from 164 to 169 and some change. And obviously 207 to 220, 148 to 152, and some change, and the 324 to 328.
That's piddly.
Okay.
He paid $1.1 million. We're at 871.
Okay. So
I don't know what he's
saying.
Really?
Yeah.
I would say the next four, let's go with the recommendation and move on. Is that okay?
Yeah. We aren't quite sure. He's trying to average appraisals and do all kinds of hinky stuff.
Okay, so let's move on to 33. We've got Rex Road. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes.
1349. That's 2,500 to 226,450.
Okay, this is an acreage property. It's eight
Why?
Acres. It's just it's near Emerson. Okay, it's 8 acres. She's got a decent house and a building.
She just purchased it in the last year and a half.
So this is one you guys are going to have to interpret the law on. Okay, so she bought it in 2020 for $220,500. Okay. Now, last year she protested because she was over.
She bought it in December. She protested the next year. We went back to what she paid for it.
For last year. Okay. Now, everybody was increased. She got the increase as well, which is the difference in the price. Okay.
So whatever she paid, we took that off because it's only good for a year. This is what she would have been going with the market.
So this one, you know, now... And Christy and I have discussed this, but there is an argument to be made here that, again, we talked about that two-year window earlier. This is still in the two-year window. So, you know, this one can go either way. We can go with, I called it the no change. I went with the increase. Since everything is appreciating, I went with the increase. She does have an argument that she did buy it in 2020 for that.
225.
Okay, if it falls in the guideline, we got to go with the 226. Does it fall in the guideline?
The
2 year.
She's within the 2 year. Like the sale.
Her sale for 220 is in the sale period.
Okay.
So.
And what's the other side of that?
The other side
the
is
direction
the,
you could go.
Is the increase in the taking that
the
sale and then increasing?
So, yeah.
Because see, all those she's,
everything went up.
Right. So she's taken those sales and increased everything based on those sales. This one is in the study, and it ends up being.
If you're comfortable with the 226 going up roughly
6,000, that's like
not even probably
3%.
Yeah,
not
so.
Even.
Mm-hmm. All right, you good with that, Sam?
I bow to your infinite wisdom.
You seem like you're a little wishy-washy on that.
That one, if push came to shove, she has a decent argument.
If she went to take us to Turk. I mean, like Bo and Chance, we went back to what he paid for it, but that was within a year. This one's right on the border.
This is one of the few ones where you're kind of like, which way does it need to go?
Well,
you're the expert here.
Because we did go back to what she paid for it the last time she protested.
Yeah.
I recommended the increase since all the other ones were increased.
Okay.
So
let's go with the increase and see where it takes us. How's that sound?
Exactly. I think it's a 50-50 chance if it goes to the state level, which we probably want to stipulate that instead of wasting the taxpayer dollars.
They're going there, right? Correct.
Yeah.
All right, 34. Let's go to Jensen. 23,900 to 32,720.
Okay, you'll all know this one. This is this is that garage in Hubbard. It's, you know, right near the
highway.
Right off the highway.
Keith.
He had a house that got accidentally put back on. We took it off. It's a garage.
So there's the property. So it's the land and that
detached garage. No power, no water was his complaint.
It's 2,000 square feet of a detached garage. The house used to be on the right side of it from this vantage point. So I don't know if you guys remember that or not. But either way.
I'll see your exam.
So 2,000 square feet garage.
It's for my house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big
17,000 for the garage, 15 for the land. No changes. The recommendation.
Okay, fair enough. Okay. He sold it all day long for that. All right, here we go. 35, last one on the page. First page, 209,725 to 232.010, your recommendation.
Like this one was strange. Owner bought it a few years ago for 262.
Okay.
No change was the recommendation.
Okay. Easy enough. Okay, next page, we got 36. 621 8th Avenue, 145 to 265,950.
I have to come back to that one. I don't have that one in my pile.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no...
There's no numbers on it.
Yeah.
Par, or which one?
There's no recommendation.
Yeah, okay. Okay, let's go to number 37.
Oh, is that the one we have Steve and Terry going out on? Oh, we have Steve and Terry going out on 36, so we'll do that on the 25th.
Okay, 25th
on 36. Yeah, 36.
Okay, so 37 is 619 Redbird Circle, 159.08.85 to 173.250.
It's a rental property. No, it's a duplex. No rents given. 173. It sells all day long.
He complains every year.
They just put new siding and windows in it too.
Oh, it has. Every one of them he protested has water in the basement.
Yeah, look at the condition of that thing. I mean, yeah. I'm seeing
siding. This year they don't have water in the basement.
Oh, just ask him though. And they're all in different parts of town too. So I'd like to know what he knows that we don't.
Let's move on to 38 then. 38
Burning Tree
Circle, 183.3 to 224.085.
He paid 234.
Yeah, this was a purchase from 2021. He paid $230,000, paid over the list price. Once it lowered, no changes or recommendations.
It's hard to argue that one.
How come there's two with the same address in a row?
Oh, it's the same owner. We probably just, it's okay.
That's where he's
different parts.
That's where the side is when I pull in. So we, which one are we on?
39.
We're going to go to 39. 38, we're keeping the recommendation.
Okay. So Janet just, there's a situs. The situs is 1000 Burning Tree Circle. So let's look what the situs address is on.
Because we got two addresses that are the same. That's where I'm confused.
Yep, 26.
We probably get some set 20, to his house. That's probably his address.
Exactly.
20.
Different property. 12, just.
26.
That's
not a window, so 720 East 15th is what this should be.
Second one?
Yeah, number 39.
Yeah, same owner. Appears to be a rental property. Again, this house, I have a bucket of comps if you'd like them. This house sells for more, 147 all day long, every day, and twice on Sunday. No changes.
Okay, that's easy enough. Okay, 43, Sam, we got B Street, 54170, and your recommendation is?
Okay, this one, interesting too, wants a raise. She came in, brought a Ziploc bag of receipts. They've done a ton of work to it. They've done electrical, painted the exterior. They've put a new roof on it, remodeled the bathroom. She wants a raise. We are happy to oblige. That's an old picture. She got new doors. And it's kind of
green. Yeah, they're gutting it, I guess. It seems like they're gutting
Anyway, when we recalculate the number with the new condition factored in, it's 75,380.
Okay.
And that is that concurs with the assessor's recommendation as well.
All right, number 44. Looks like Frank, you're up. Okay. We got 262,390, and they want your recommendation was 277,270.
Yes. The owner was claiming that there was similar properties except for the finished basement of the subject and a third stall garage in it there. The owner provided a comparable 604 North 10th Street, recently sold for $250,000. But, you know, looking at the market, the market had an increase in that area approximately 6%. So, therefore, we're at a no change recommendation of 277,270.
Okay. Frank, you're up on number 46. It looks like it's 52,820 to 60,795.
Oh, that's Randy.
46 is.
Isn't he coming in? No.
46.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's Randy. He is going to come in. Do you want
25th.
The 25th.
Yeah. Ray had Randy coming in on number 45.
45, yeah. Sam
so
has
this
46.
Is 46.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yep, 46 Jackson. This is right on the highway. It's a manufactured house on the north side. You'll know it when you see it here. The raise was just due to the market. She had some recent hail damage in May, and the assessments are set for January.
Okay. You can just slide your bar over.
Okay.
Okay. Well, one click. Not again. 52,820 to the 60,795.
No change was the recommendation.
Okay. Frank, looks like you had a phone.
Yes, a phone call with the owner there. The owner made the statement that we should be valuing property by income.
Phone.
Obviously impossible to do, and not the method that we use to value property there. So we looked at the market again in the Dakota City there. It looks like it's gone up about 6%. We've left the quality and the condition the same there, and recommended a no change of 144,635.
Okay. 48, Sam, looks like 79,250. Is that something we haven't finished yet or something? Or?
Oh, my God, 48, that's Christy.
Oh, geez, that's Ron Denny. We'll talk about him in the after.
Okay, yeah, the next.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to 49.
49, another happy owner wanting to raise their own value. The assessor actually inspected the property upon the owner's request. This is right on old sawmill and the road door there?
Yeah, backside.
Lake?
Lake, yeah.
No, it's not Lake. It's
North Shore.
North Shore, thank you. Right on the curve there. They moved that modular house.
We had it as a double wide. Yep. We went and inspected. It's not a double wide. We actually went in the basement, looked. Walked around it. It is a modular. It's a very low quality modular. Yeah. So we changed it to a modular.
So the modular house, so taking it, the manufactured house off, adding the modular house, and he did complete that garage on the left side. You can see the sticks are up, but that's not the
That'll system. Be on next year.
That's, yeah. Okay. 155, 180 is the new number with the house correctly described as modular instead of manufactured.
So what
does that land go with it?
Yeah.
What's the dollar amount?
There's an acre.
Oh, more than that.
155, 180.
Okay, 155, 180. Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought I heard 180.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 1.5, 2 acres.
Land size?
Yeah.
1.14 acres.
1.14. Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought way bigger than that.
Okay, so we got number 50, 106, 695 to 149, 665. And I'll be right back. I'm going to use the restroom, but you can rock and roll with it.
Okay.
Number 50 is, this is West 23rd Street, South Sioux City. Literally didn't give any reasons at all, so I don't have anything to go on. He didn't even fill out the form. No change.
Completely.
I
didn't put anything.
I'm not sure what. But he didn't give me anything to...
So it went up like way more than 14% though. So
West Side Review also.
Oh, that was because
yep.
of okay.
And 14%.
So West Side Review plus 14%.
Let's see if we changed anything.
So yeah, if his condition changed and then he gets hammered with the.
Yeah, we didn't do anything to that one. I mean, we didn't change anything for the review. So it's exactly the same. That one doesn't belong.
Is that a real little house or is it?
Yeah, it looks really small for that price. Garage is half of it. Must be really a deep house.
It is. It's very deceiving. I don't have the square foot.
You can see the chimney over on the left side though, so it must have like an addition or, you know, where
oh,
it goes up. And then there's another peak
yeah.
back there too. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good catch. Oh, yeah, it looks like maybe it's a cross-wise addition across the back.
It's skinny, but goes clear back in there.
Yeah, I like I said, I didn't have anything to, I don't...
We don't know what he was complaining about. He didn't say anything.
He didn't stick up for himself.
He said nothing.
Okay.
All right, let's move on to, let's see here. We have the, so we're going to go with the 149,665. And then we got number 53 of 92. Oh boy. 92,580 to 97,460. Why?
It's farm ground.
Which?
We're on 51 and 52.
Which one?
53.
Well, Sam did 51 and 52 also. So I don't know if you want to hear those or not.
Where are they at?
It's A.
They're agricultural.
On the next page. Yeah, 51, 52, 12 hay.
Mm-hmm. What do you want to do?
Oh, we got Doug on those.
No. Did Doug do those? He didn't. That's not the two he did. Or did he
51
do?
51 and 52.
Yeah.
Okay.
If they weren't assigned,
I'm happy.
I don't think they were assigned to anybody, Joe.
Really?
Nothing on the protest. So Sam went ahead and did them.
So we do 51 and 52, or we're going to wait till the 20 until the next meeting. What are
we're
we
going to take cross out Doug and put Sam.
Yeah, he didn't do those.
We're going to put Sam for 52. All right, Sam, you're up.
Okay, 51 is it's 80 acres. It's agricultural. It's just basically the, you know.
It's a family farm.
Yeah, he basically was. I don't want my taxes to go up, and we should take into consideration recent economic issues. Unfortunately, there's no legal standing for that for assessment purposes. But it's just the sales of other farms is what it is. So the farms were increased slightly, therefore his farm increased slightly. They're valued and equalized by soil type and wood market area. There.
Okay, you go into 349 or 760. Your recommendation?
The recommendation is no change. Okay. 349 760.
Okay. 52 has got 336 230 to 354 855.
52 is exactly the same as 51. All same reasons for everything.
Okay.
Okay.
Now we can go back to the second page, which we're going to be on. 53, Sam phoned.
Yes, sir.
92,580 to 97,460.
Okay.
And I'm going to repeat what I said before. Why?
This is Dakota City. This is the house next to the restaurant.
Hungry's.
Next to Hungry's, yeah. Mm-hmm. He gave a few comparables. He claimed the basement is only half finished. Didn't provide me anything, so I don't really know. But anyhow, I didn't have enough to go on. He bought it in the foreclosure with the Hungry's restaurant. It was part of the same sale. He's done a little bit of work to it. But $97,000 for a ranch-style house with a detached garage in Dakota City all day long, even if it fronts, even if it's next to the restaurant. That's the front of the house. You come around the side, there's a detached garage. I think $97,460. Is the recommendation.
Okay.
Somebody live in it now? I mean, is there a rental property?
I believe it's his son.
Okay, so somebody.
I believe it's his son. Okay. He said it was not rented. I asked him straight out if it was rented because he had several properties and it's owned by his business, but
okay.
He said family.
He said it was not rented, yes.
Okay, 56, we got Sam or Frank. Looks like 115,730. It looked like 221,865 and then 86,430.
Okay. This one has found. Oh, this is Dakota City. Okay, 15th Street here in Dakota City. This one's got some foundation problems. And I would consider them somewhat severe. Blocks moving and such.
Walls bowing. There's
a brick wall that bowed. She gave me a photo of it. I felt it was rather severe. I mean, it's going to take a bunch of work to get this thing to be. It looks kind of decent from there. That picture is actually pretty good. But, you know, when you got foundation problems, you guys all know that that's just tons of money. I recommended I worked with Christy on this one for, we lowered the condition. So the recommendation.
86,430.
86,430 due to the foundation problem.
Okay. Everybody good with that?
Yep.
57, looks like we got Coster, Leroy, and Beth, 202,110.
Yeah,
to 220,015.
Yes, he came in and he visited there.
Guy's a prize, isn't he? He's a piece of work.
Interesting individual there.
Yeah.
But there is some condition issues that we looked at. There's some. He indicated that there was some siding windows that are having problems there, cracks in the driveway, that sort of thing. However, we looked at also at the market that was going up in that issue there, and so we taking everything into consideration, we felt that the condition issues were not significant enough to make a change.
He's parking in a pretty good neighborhood.
Yes, he is. That is correct.
School's right there. Cul-de-sac. Yeah.
So our recommendation is no change. At
220, again, all day long.
Yes, sir.
Okay. 58, Sam. Looks like 107 to 152, 915, and went down to 129, 450.
58. 58 is Corey Freeze. Again, he came in and visited with him. Now, he does have some condition issues with his home. He did make some repairs over the last 3 years, basically to reissue or his deck, because he is a handicapped individual. But there is, we have a finished basement in this property there, and he stated that the basement was unfinished due to flooding problems in past years. So we deleted the finished basement issue on that. And then we made a condition change to 35, which was a lower condition issue, and then kept the quality at 20. With the result of the condition change, we recommended a lower value of $129,400.
Okay, I think we're okay with that, right?
Was he okay with it?
He had asked for $119,720. But we looked at the market as well. And in that market, that has increased enough there that we kind of offset what he was asking for, as opposed to what our final recommended date of value is.
Okay.
The reason we came up with $129,450 is that when we changed the condition on it, crunched the numbers, that's what it came up to be.
All right. Okay, 59 Sam, 720 East 15th. Is there any numbers settled on that?
I'm not sure. I don't have the sheet. Chrissy went to look for it. Is it scanned, Joan?
I go from 58 to 60 here.
Okay, let's jump to 60 then real quick.
Okay. 59 is commercial. Joan, I'm supposed to let you know the phones are not working. You can call out, but nobody can call in.
Tell them to call Vibracom.
That's commercial. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, super.
Are we doing 59 or not?
No, that's commercial. Okay. Skip to 60.
So 60. We're going to jump to 60. That's we good. Got 87505 to 112410.
310 West 22nd Street, South Sioux City, rental property. Large increase was the reason.
No improvement.
I gave two sales for this one. I gave two sales that support a higher value, or three sales actually, in my write up. But I've done several of these properties over there, as a matter of fact. So it's undervalued at two. At 112,410. Okay. Recommendations, no change.
Okay. And the next one obviously is the same owner, different property, 159,830 to 179,505.
How come they have the same address?
Same owner.
The bills go to his house.
That's 112. Okay. That's $112,000 on the west side.
And we did up the condition and stuff on that one also during west side review.
Okay. So let me pull the other one up real quick, and let's look at the right address. Sorry, Scott.
That's
I'm
right.
Slowing you down.
No, you're not. It's fine.
We have to at least look at it.
Well, you have to. It's
So, unfortunately, there's some properties that you cannot get the value that it's worth, right? Because of...
It shows that as the situs, so maybe the...
It's a very... difficult balancing act, I think, that Christie has to play here, because, you know, between trying to increase things with the market and then keeping everything equalized is, and the reason why that particular property is still low is because then that makes him equal with the neighborhood.
Okay.
Right.
But it still would sell for more at this moment.
It's a different house. I'll look back at that other one, so maybe this is the one that has the wrong.
It's a pretty house.
This is his personal residence, yeah.
Very pretty house.
Yep. That's the one for the 179-5.
What address is that one on?
That's the 303
that's
West.
That's the 303 West.
I'm gonna go that's 303 West 23.
I'm going to go back and.
That's a pretty house.
Is this one valued for the 112?
179. This is the 179. They had it back for. So the other one is.
Let me look real quick at that one. 2200-311-777.
But the market, will the market?
Oh, they have the site at that is at 310 West 22nd.
The sales?
Set it with 310 West 22nd.
We'll pull that house, say a $100,000 house, and they're selling for two, but it's only worth 112.
Yep,
will that
we're
pull
still
that
low.
Up to.
So next year.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep, we're still low.
You
can't go too high because then you'll be way out of whack.
Then you're out of compliance the other way.
Yeah.
Are we ready for 62?
Nope.
61.
We did 61.
61 was that pretty white house with black trim.
Mm-hmm.
That was 179.
With the wrap around.
This little house is the one that's 112 at West 22nd.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, 62. Let me back get that one pulled up. 2201.
We're doing 61.
Five.
I think we're doing 62, aren't we?
62, I think.
61 was that white wraparound porch with the same.
That
owner.
Was 179.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 179. Yeah. There's two houses.
So this is 62 we're going to do, right?
Yep.
The 422, 360 to 465, 545.
Yep.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
Okay, Jackson, up on the hill.
Wow.
Pretty new house. Beautiful. One of the only 2.5-story houses that has been built in recent memory in this entire county.
Oh, yeah.
The view from there is amazing. It's
beautiful.
Anyway, nice place. They give a few comparables that were nothing like it. I know that the increase was 10% in Jackson, and so that means that this the improvements went up $40,000. But I have nothing to go on that it's worth any less than that with construction costs, you know, being higher. I don't know what they actually paid for it to be built a few years ago, but I said no change. I had nothing to say that the assessor is wrong here.
Okay. Anybody have any issues? Let's go with it.
Go with it.
Okay, yeah.
How big are that? Is that a lot?
That I'm good size.
Are they acre, acre and a half?
They're not that big up there. This one.
Not bigger, maybe.
I think ours is
Oh, no, it is. It's 47,000 square feet. It is.
It says zero acre for land.
Yeah,
no,
it is.
We don't use that.
What's an acre for?
43,560.
43. Okay.
So it is.
So it's 1 point, yeah.
Okay.
So let's go to 64 then.
Okay, 64, I visited with Mr. Dimmer. There's a few condition issues with his property there. The floors are bad. The main bathroom and the kitchen are original. So we made a condition adjustment, and we put that at 20. And we also looked at the increase in the land and also an increase in the improvements there. So crunching all the numbers there, we recommended a change in value of $52,460.
Okay.
It's a double
wide.
Yes,
it went down. It went up, and then it went down.
Yeah, well, just for condition. That's the double wide.
Yeah.
It's an
okay. All right. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to go 52,460 on that one.
Yes.
65. We have 209 Third Street with 58,230 and. Recommendation is 66,490.
This is in Homer. It's on 3rd Street. You'll know the house. It needs desperately needs paint on the exterior, as you'll see in a second here. But other than that, it's equalized with the neighborhood. $66,490 is the recommendation. The condition and the quality are accurately described on the county record, and that's the number.
Yeah, I know where that's at.
Yeah, $66,000 house. It looks like a $66,000 house.
Yeah.
All right.
I just want to encourage people to keep their properties up.
Good charge.
And then their property value goes up, and they pay more taxes.
He got it for nothing.
It seems like
so
they should do it.
Yeah,
but
he got it given to him.
A lot of people, though, you know, they'll buy a house or get a house given to them. They have no money for repairs, roofs, windows, siding, paint, yeah. And I think that's what happens a lot.
Is that Kluver's house, the daughter? Is she a Kluver?
She is a Kluver.
Yeah,
that's
what I thought.
Yeah,
a
bummer.
Oh,
it could be pretty house. It
really could be. Yep, 66 is Joy Court, 251-585 to 336-180, and your recommendation is?
Yes.
313-200?
Yes. There was a condition issues with this one. Both the kitchen and the bathrooms were original. Their siding on three sides have not been installed, and so those are also original. There, as you can see, the front is brick. He indicated also that the HVAC system needs to be repaired or replaced. He didn't have a clear answer on that. We looked at the condition there and made a change on condition to a 30. Crunching those numbers there, we came up with a recommended value of a 313-200.
The house probably built in the 90s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we, the stupid question. Yeah. But the solar panels, do those add
we
increased
don't do
value?
Don't,
that,
no.
Nothing?
No.
Okay.
We don't count.
Legitimate question. Okay, we got number 68, Sam.
There's nothing
there.
I have it.
He did it this
morning. It was in the wrong pile. Yes, it's ready. If you're
it is ready. Okay.
If you're ready for it, I'm
okay.
Ready for it.
Did you change your recommendation or not?
No, this one is no change. The only I recommend to the assessor to the legal description is incorrect.
We got them flip flopped.
She's two properties side by side, and the legal descriptions are flip flopped.
So we'll fix it next year.
So from 47,280 to 65,820.
It's on stable.
It's a stable drive, and it's a manufactured house, but she's got two detached garages, and it does sit on a block foundation. I think that this one will be a half acre when the legal description is correct, and then that will correct the land value too. But she didn't give me any reasons to change it. $65,000 for a manufactured house with a half acre land would
in ground pool.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's,
got the
that's
pool.
Tony
really?
And Tony. Yeah.
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 Well, I mean, it's okay. We'll fix it for next year, but it's just flip flopped.
Okay, let's move on to 69. Frank, it says Frank phone. Looks like 175,850 to 218 and 545 to 207,755.
I visited with Mr. Henry, he indicated there that kitchen and bathrooms were original, built in the late 80s. So we looked at condition and we changed that condition to a 25. Looked reasonable to us. And so by doing that and looking at the market that had increased in that area there, we crunched the numbers there, looked at a final recommendation change to a lower value of
$207,755. Okay.
This one's
in
South Sioux?
Eighth Avenue.
Yeah, in South Sioux.
Okay. Any questions? Are we good to go?
No.
70. Looks like Frank again, 91,135 on 23rd Street. And looked like it was 101,210, and your recommendation was 94.
Okay, this is a rental property, $750 a month. Last rental period there. However, the home is vacant right at this time there. The owner had to evict the tenant.
It's a very cute house.
Oh, how did I get so big?
You might have double clicked, because if you double click it, it'll zoom in. You see them click at my.
I did.
It's a cute house. We always thought it was adorable. Yeah. But I guess inside is just trashed.
Really? But yeah, to quote the owner there, she said that
she had to evict him there, and he left a mess behind there. So there's lots of improvements that need to be made there. The carpet was damaged. There was holes in the walls. And so with all of those pieces of information there, we changed the conditions down to a 25, which, again, would crunch the numbers there. And we have a lowering of the recommendation to $94,090.
Okay. I think they'll be happy with that. 71, Frank, again, we got Nelson.
Same owner.
Same owner?
Yeah, this is her principal residence. And again, there she indicated to me that the kitchen and the bathroom were dated. There's cracks in the driveway, the patio, and the garage floor. Windows are showing some rot.
Did she bring pictures?
So therefore, we looked again at the condition issue there and lowered that to a 25. And by crunching those numbers there, again, a recommendation of lowering the value to 178,215.
Did they provide the pictures for the damage on the last property? There's no pictures?
No. Either one of those properties there, she did not provide pictures to verify. So, you know, I took her word for it. I presume she was, you know, telling the truth.
Okay. Any concerns?
Can we, if we choose to go in, can we look or not?
I don't think they don't have to.
We don't usually go in. I mean, okay. Unless it's something major.
Okay. I was curious.
But some of the meetings I've been to in Kearney, I sat with an assessor, and she'll even take a board member with her.
We don't go alone anymore.
Yeah. And absolutely. Anybody, she'll go look at the properties.
If they want us to, sure. But usually, we don't go in.
Mm-hmm. I just remember last year we had a discussion about a property that was out in nice area, and the concern was the basement finish, and it could have made a significant difference. Yeah, that was someone out there. Yeah, I remember that one.
Well, one of your neighbors.
Okay, number 86, looks like Decker.
Is it done?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay.
1113 E Street, South Sioux City.
What are you saying with the recommendation of the 99840?
I actually recommended, okay, this one, she wants you guys to make sure the E Street gets plowed. She wants E Street to be plowed in the wintertime.
Today.
I told her to take that
to the city.
A lot of people think you guys do everything. You know, you guys do all of it.
And we're dog catchers, too.
We are.
Yep.
She did have a deck. There's
a deck on the record, a wood deck in the backyard.
What did you value it at, Christy? You valued 97.6.
97.6.
So lower it. It was 99.8. Taking the deck off, lowered it to 97.6.
Okay. I'm going to concur with that recommendation. Removing the deck equalizes it with the neighborhood. It sells all day long for more than that, but again, 97.615.
I love that all day long, twice on Sunday.
Twice on Sunday.
Yes, twice on Sunday, yes.
I'm going to have you come look at my place.
So, okay, now we got number 4. It says here, Sam, and it says web request to be present.
Oh,
is that one going on the?
That must be going on the 25th.
25th.
Oh, this one. Yeah, it's Janine. She wondered. She didn't want a hearing. She just wants to talk to the board.
So she's coming here on the 25th.
I assume so.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then this next one for Greg can also. Who did that, Sam or Frank?
Frank, have the pleasure. I did that.
He did.
Yes.
Okay.
So we're doing that on the 25th as well?
Yeah. Because he wanted to be present.
Yes.
Okay. And then Doug has the next two. You're done?
That's it. And then we just have Denny's.
Okay.
And be the other part of the leave.
So we need to go back to...
Okay. We're on Denny's.
Okay. We're going to go to the agenda. We're back to... do I bring one?
We're going
to
go to the agenda now, right?
Yeah.
Just or you want me to bring Denny up?
Do we need to do a recommendation on his?
He was.
I think we should, personally.
22-00.
So I guess on his actual protest, we probably need to make a recommendation.
Which number was he?
Number 48.
48.
Yeah, protest 48.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So we're going back to this one. We're not going to the consent agenda items to talk about minutes and all the above.
Probably we need to make a decision on Denny's, and then he's on the other part of the Yeah.
Okay, so we need to make a decision on his first?
His first, yeah, his first protest, because he's going to be able to protest.
I think if we don't, we are setting ourselves up for, he has a great argument against us if we don't make a decision on his protest. So, yeah. If we don't make a decision, then I think he, by default, then wins his protest. So I think there has to be a recommendation made, even though later in this meeting, Christy's going to have an action to reassess the property.
Okay, there's no paperwork here on it.
Maybe we don't have it in it. It might be in the office.
Okay, it's the address is 571 Eagle Drive.
I can see what... what he filed. This would be what he filed. Okay. How can you tax me on two buildings on accretion land that aren't titled? Okay. Untitled ground.
Now this one is the most unusual case you're probably ever going to see.
Leave it to Dakota County.
And even the state said, wow, that's amazing. Yeah. I've never seen one quite like this. Mr. Denny, he has adversely possessed this land. It's 9 acres. There's a lake. There is, it's Eagle Drive. It's up, it abuts Rotunda to the south. Okay, if you know where I'm talking about. He provided photos. He asked me how we could value anything, and I said, well, I don't even know it's there. I have a aerial photograph and a couple of measurements, and you're asking me to change a value. And I said, you know, the burden's on you to change it. Could you pull up that aerial just so that the board could see that?
This?
Yeah, that's where it's fine, Joe.
Well, zoom out. Eagle Drive. Let's see.
It's 22.
No, that's.
That can't be right.
That's not.
No, that's not it.
It
is
2200739.
Yeah.
That's what
That'll
I
get us close.
22007 3090.
That's what I
have.
Oh, then
that's not it.
That ain't it. Yeah. It's been having issues this morning, so.
It'll be a gravel road.
I have aerial photos.
Is it that red roof?
No.
That isn't even close.
It's out in the sticks.
Here, I got pictures.
Okay.
Let's just get out.
I know where it's at. I've been back in there before.
It's scary.
Oops.
The time of that. Remember the beach?
You want a base map?
Yeah, just give me the aerials and we'll...
You can go to 3129.9 or 6289.9, Joan.
Yeah, if you just...
How many houses are back there?
Oh, lots.
Is there?
Yeah.
It's kind of a hodgepodge. It's not really set up on a grid.
It's ridiculous back there.
Off
it needs resurveyed.
Off the grid is about the word, the term to use. Okay, so it's...
That and that.
So it's this parcel right here and this parcel here. Okay, these two above each other, okay?
Oh, the lake.
Let's zoom in a little more on it. So the lake is there.
The lake is part of the...
He has his own lake.
That's the accretion now. So it's this and he owns a few of these properties here as well. Larry owns that one. Anyhow... So this was adversely possessed about 40 years ago, and he bought it on a land contract from the person who adversely possessed it. You know, that's the law where, you know, if you stay there forever and no one
maintain
argues
it
with
and
you.
Set up a fence, and, yeah.
Yes.
Squatter's rights.
Squatter's rights, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly what this is.
Really?
Very good. Harder went out to have a survey. She owned that. Well, she owned a little house, couple houses there.
Yep.
Then she went out and had a survey and put in a fence and claimed it. Well, nobody protested it for 10 years.
So,
yeah.
Until in the past here, then the Hood people, they tried to get it back. And they didn't want to, and unfortunately, they didn't want to spend the money to fight with her. So she wound up owning it. And then she sells it.
On contract to Denny.
She died and her granddaughter wound up with it. See? And the granddaughter Well, I think it might have sold it to Denny. I'm not for 100% sure what happened.
Was that the block?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure what happened after that fact. But
so what are we going to do on this then, Sam? I mean, I'm
going to recommend a no change and an inspection of the entire record card from the assessor. But no change, I think, is because there is a protest filed. I think we have to follow that up. I think we have to act on the protest.
And a no change is leaving
209-190?
Yeah.
Right.
How big is that area, would you say?
It's about 9 acres.
If you count both the parcels, it's about 9 acres.
Actually, it's less than that. It's about 8.9. It's close, yeah.
What about the property that's over to the west that he owns?
We're calling that accretion. Because his survey actually only goes to the left side down the tree line from the lake. And where you've had surveys done in there.
Yeah.
So we're considering that to be the line. Because that's where it is. So we're calling it accretion to the west of it, where he has that building.
Yeah. Did he just
accretion because he's taking some of the lake bed?
He's got it. He's got it fenced off. His survey is crap. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't.
So that's split into two sections. The top piece is in 31299. The bottom piece is in 6289. His survey only describes. It describes the whole piece, but his survey never mentions 31299. So what do I do?
See, it's in a different section.
Exactly. And Fred Franklin did the survey and never put in there 31299. But I had my GIS guy call me on Friday. He says, this survey does draw out into 31, whether it describes it or not. So I'm kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place.
The problem is that Christie has here is that the parcel cannot cross the section line by statute.
I have to be two pieces on that one.
It has to be two pieces, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So that's one of the major problems with this thing. He claims there's no title. It's not a car. Title would refer to in real estate as ownership, like a history of ownership. No one else is going to claim this as... He has claimed ownership to it for the last 20 years.
Has he been paying taxes?
It's been very low, but yes, it has been assessed at a low value, $2,000 for the, very, very low. This one was flying under the radar.
Sticker shock.
Yeah. And he didn't protest last year when it did go up.
It was until this year. Then he decided to build a building last year, which without a permit and claims that he
doesn't need a permit.
Didn't know he needed even though he's a plumber and such. So anyway, he kind of, to me, the statute is clear. It says there is property that is either everything's assessed and it's either exempt or it's not. That's it. There's no, just because the title might not be clear or the legal description might not be clear, does not exempt anyone from being assessed. Now, I agree that it would be harder to sell with the legal description than it currently has. However,
he purchased it on contract, and somebody else could purchase it on contract.
That's the main thing. He bought it on a contract, transferred to him, someone else could buy it on a contract. Or I know a few fishermen that would kill to buy that and have their own private lake.
But it's not exempt.
No.
Exemptions are, I'm not a lawyer, but I read a lot of statute. We spent, I don't know how many hours on this thing, but I called the state liaison. So exemptions are governmental, religious, cemetery.
Charitable.
And there's one more. But he didn't apply for any exemption.
No.
And, nor would he qualify.
Okay.
So recommend is no change, and then he did provide those pictures. That's the first photos we've ever had of his property. I feel like
he won't let anybody back there.
I'm sure not. Shot.
We have tried.
Okay, so what we're going to do then is, if everybody's okay with it, we're going to need a motion on our protest hearings here that Sam and Frank and Chris have been over with the board today to approve all the parcel numbers that we discussed with their recommendation. So.
Including that one.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then we'll discuss it again.
Yeah, okay. It'll be on the agenda. So yep. I just need a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
We accept the referee's recommendations.
Okay. We're going to, Janet made a motion, second by Troy, on the
evaluation partial numbers of the referees. Recommendation. Call roll, please, Joe.
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, on the Board of Equalization, we're going to go to the consent agenda items. Number two, approval of the previous minutes on May 31st of 2022. The motion on the consent agenda to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Okay, Bob?
Second.
And second by Janet. We call roll, please, Joe, on the consent agenda items.
Larry?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Okay, three, new business. Christy is requesting approval of clerical omitted of tax list correction errors.
Yes. So this is Denny. So we went back through it, changed everything we needed to change, got him equalized with all the ground around him. I had to adjust a couple legals, the state said, because the parcels weren't contiguous, so I had to split those up, make them their own parcels. So he ends up with four new change of value notices.
Where is that at?
Where is it at? Do we have a piece of paper?
Oh, on the, okay, V Drive Jones.
I am.
Okay. Protest. It should be, maybe it was on, go to the main protest screen, one back. I'm sorry, I can't.
I am on the main protest screen. Go, you want me to go to taxless corrections? Or to?
Yeah, taxless corrections.
Okay.
And then it should say May, or not May, July.
This was just done.
Yeah, do that one.
8. And then this one was just done on
there you go, July 11th meeting.
I think this is me, though.
Is it?
This is what I did, and I pulled, well, maybe not. Okay. Nope. Okay. This is what we should be looking at. Okay.
And we do not have this in front of us.
No.
This is what we're looking at here.
Yeah, right.
So what's the top one, Joe? 73090?
Yeah.
Okay, so that one was the piece that had everything on it. We had to change that because we gave the parcels new numbers. So that one's just going to a simple land value of 2145 because it's just a lot.
Okay.
Then what's next? I can't read that far.
2396.
Okay, that one is just a simple lot size. We adjusted it to, and we added a small piece. So that's just, that's an Eagle Drive actual lot, 66 and 67. So that's just the lot value. That one did go up because we did add land to it.
Okay, so the one that we just said at 79,250, you're now changing to
2,145, because that had the houses on it. We're taking the houses off of that and putting it on the correct parcel.
Okay. Okay, so you made a new parcel?
Or? Yes. We had to make new parcels.
Oh, these are all Danny. Okay, I'm catching on. Sorry. Okay.
And the next one was a lot adjustment. It was an existing parcel, and we added some land to that one so we could get it corrected.
4675 is
okay.
Two new parcels.
Yep, 2202. Yep,
74675. Buildings were moved into this property incorrect.
Okay. Yeah, so this one is his building that he's running his business out of. There's a house on it and some other buildings. Everything with that is 193465. Land and buildings. And then the 274676 is the north piece of the lake. It's just land. Taking out the lake, putting it in equal with the other parcels, that brings it down to 2290 on that one.
Okay, what else on this? Anything else?
That's it.
So those all add up.
I think we're fine. We have his adverse possession. Paperwork, his affidavit of possession. He wants to fight it, let him fight it.
They all add up to that 209,190.
The house, or the building and the house and stuff, yeah. 2290.
Like number 48.
That's just the.
Like line 48, 209,190. It all adds up to that amount then.
I don't know
what
it is.
Calculator.
It'd be 21. No, it'd be 21.
202,190 is what I come up with.
And how come we have a recommendation of 209,190?
That's the first one. That's for no change in this one. This is going to be the new values he's going to get. And he's going to get another 30 days to protest, too.
Oh, so. I see. So the 209 went to 20.
Yeah, those are the new ones. Okay. So 2145.
Was 202,190 is what I come up with.
Because I'm not sure we've had a protest and then a the admitted and clerical
after the fact.
It's unusual.
But we don't have a choice.
We discovered so much in this process. I mean, that's part of the Board of Equalization, part of the protest is to discover.
And he won't let anybody back there, so we did the best we could.
But he did provide photos, and he did offer, he wants the property to be legal to him, and which I think it is, but he wants a deed, and he said he was willing to pay taxes, but he would have to be surveyed, and I think he was asking for the county to act in that way, where to provide a survey, and then to deed it over to him. But that's what he should have done like 20 years ago when he adversely possessed it. There was one more court action he needed to do. He did adversely possess it for the 10-year period in Nebraska, but he needed a court action to deed it
to him legally.
Is that something that we do, or is that all in his court?
According to the state, Kim would have to get involved with it, and I emailed her about it, and she said she doesn't have
to. It would be a quiet title kind of action. They would have to, you know, you'd have to advertise, hey, does anybody claim to this property? You have to do it for so many months, and then, and eventually then the judge would have to, like, issue a deed.
Wow. Sounds messy.
It is. Expensive.
That doesn't mean it's not, again, it doesn't mean it's not accessible. That means it is kind of a mess legally, legal description, and the title appears to be clear. No one else is going to claim title to this.
Yeah.
He's been there for 20 years.
Thank you. Okay. Well, let's need a motion then to request an approval of the clerical and the omitted of tax list correction errors on this here. So we get.
Are there any other ones? Chrissy, there was one more.
Oh, that Zangli. It's
that,
a mobile home.
He finally came in and paid him off.
Okay.
And that's it on that one.
I think Randy told me about that one.
Yeah, Randy was going to try to collect. The manager came in and paid him.
Okay.
So this is all Danny and then the Zangli.
Yeah. And we'll send out the change of value notices to him. So he'll have 30 days to grade.
On Danny.
Okay.
Anybody going to make a motion?
I will. I'll make a motion.
Okay, we got a motion by Troy.
I'll second.
And a second by Bob on the approval of the errors, the credit orders. Will you call roll, please, John?
Troy?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Okay, we got mail emergency business. Is there any for the Board of Equalization?
No.
Is there any public comment? Does anybody in the public want to speak? We are adjourned, folks.
Christy, what's the SASU one they have?
SASU City?
Yeah.
Tennis court.
What is it?
That's
1038.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That was last year, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Still hasn't gone to term.